Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about the importance of being slow to anger in your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, what is the catalyst for today's topic?
Well, as you know, I work with people all day long. I talk with hiring managers, human resources personnel, and job candidates daily. And one thing that I've noticed is that there are some people who have a short fuse. And when I mean short, sometimes it can be really short to the point where I think some people have no patience at all. And I know how destructive that can be within the professional setting, so I wanted to discuss it on today's podcast.
I would agree. I think there are many people who have a short fuse and a lack of patience these days. To kick things off, why do you believe it's essential for professionals to be slow to anger in their careers?
Well, Caleb, being slow to anger is a valuable trait that can positively impact one's career in several ways. First and foremost, it's crucial for maintaining healthy relationships in the workplace. Whether it's with colleagues, clients, or supervisors, maintaining composure and handling conflicts calmly can foster trust and respect.
That's a great point. Building and maintaining relationships are undoubtedly critical in any career, including a person's animal health or veterinary career. Can you elaborate on some specific ways in which anger can harm these relationships?
Absolutely, I can. So when someone reacts impulsively in anger, they risk damaging relationships that they've worked so hard to cultivate. Angry outbursts can lead to strained interactions, erode trust, and even result in damaged reputations. Colleagues may begin to perceive the individual as difficult to work with or unprofessional, which can have long-term consequences on their career advancement opportunities.
It sounds like managing anger effectively is not only about preserving relationships, but it also is about safeguarding one's professional reputation. How can individuals cultivate the ability to remain composed in challenging situations?
Well, developing emotional intelligence is key, and this involves understanding and managing one's own emotions, as well as empathizing with the emotions of others. Techniques such as deep breathing, taking a step back to assess the situation objectively, and practicing active listening can all help individuals maintain control over their emotions and respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively.
That's excellent advice, Stacy. Taking a moment to pause and reflect before reacting can make a world of difference in how we handle difficult situations. Now, let's explore some of the specific negative consequences that can arise from unchecked anger in the workplace.
One significant consequence is the impact on team dynamics. When a team member consistently displays anger or hostility, it can create a toxic work environment that undermines collaboration and productivity. Other team members may feel uncomfortable sharing ideas or voicing concerns, leading to decreased morale and innovation.
Absolutely, Stacy. A toxic work environment can have far-reaching effects, not only on individual job satisfaction, but also on overall team performance. Can you share any examples from your experience as a recruiter?
I certainly can, Caleb. So I've encountered situations where individuals allowed their anger to cloud their judgment during critical negotiations or interactions. In fact, I've observed some people become angry quickly, sometimes getting upset about something before they even hear the whole story. Maybe they've assumed something and reacted or made a judgment about something before having all of the details or all of the facts. Unfortunately, those incidents that occurred often had negative consequences. If those people had known about those consequences beforehand, they probably would have exercised more patience.
So how can individuals learn to be slow to anger despite the high-stress environment of the workplace?
Well, one word, and that's mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment, fully aware of our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. It allows us to respond to situations with clarity and composure rather than reacting impulsively out of anger.
That's fascinating. Can you elaborate on how mindfulness helps in mastering the art of being slow to anger?
Of course. Mindfulness cultivates self-awareness, which is the first step in managing our emotions effectively. By being attuned to our thoughts and emotions as they arise, we can recognize the early signs of anger and choose how to respond consciously rather than reactively.
So it's about having that moment of pause before reacting.
Exactly. So mindfulness creates a space between stimulus and response, allowing us to pause and choose our response thoughtfully. Instead of lashing out in anger, we can take a deep breath, assess the situation calmly, and respond in a way that's constructive rather than destructive.
That sounds like a powerful tool for navigating challenging situations in the workplace. Are there any specific mindfulness practices that you recommend for professionals looking to cultivate this skill?
Absolutely. So one simple yet effective practice is mindful breathing. Taking a few moments throughout the day to focus on our breath can help anchor us in the present moment and calm our racing thoughts. In addition, practicing mindfulness meditation for even just a few minutes a day can strengthen our ability to remain composed in stressful situations.
It's incredible how something as simple as focusing on our breath can have such profound effects on our emotional well-being. Now, I'm curious, have you seen firsthand the impact of mindfulness on individuals' careers?
Absolutely, Caleb. I've worked with professionals who have transformed their approach to work and life this way. By cultivating a mindset of mindfulness, they have become more resilient in the face of challenges, more empathetic in their interactions with others, and ultimately more successful in their animal health career or veterinary career.
Well, that's great to hear, Stacy. It really underscores the importance of incorporating mindfulness into our daily lives, especially in the world of work. Now, for our listeners that may be interested in incorporating mindfulness in their professional journey, do you have any additional tips or resources to share?
Certainly. So there are many resources available for those looking to explore mindfulness further. Books such as The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh and 10% Happier by Dan Harris offer practical insights and techniques for integrating mindfulness into everyday life. In addition, there are numerous apps and online courses that provide guided meditations and mindfulness exercises tailored specifically for the workplace.
So, what is the payoff for all of this? In other words, what are some of the other bigger benefits of being slow to anger in a person's animal health career or veterinary career?
There are many professional benefits of being slow to anger, starting with the fact that being mindful and embracing a mindset of empathy can foster better communication and collaboration in the workplace. In a person's animal health or veterinary career, they are bound to encounter situations that can be frustrating or challenging. Whether it's a disagreement with a colleague, a difficult client, or a setback on a project. As we discussed earlier, reacting impulsively with anger can escalate the situation and damage relationships, both personally and professionally.
Absolutely. Maintaining composure in those moments can be challenging, but is incredibly important. How does embracing a mindset of empathy tie into this?
Empathy is the cornerstone of effective communication and collaboration in the workplace. When we approach situations with empathy, we strive to understand the perspectives and feelings of others. This enables us to respond thoughtfully and constructively rather than reacting defensively or aggressively. By empathizing with our colleagues, we create a culture of trust and respect, which is essential for teamwork and productivity.
That's a crucial point. Empathy can truly transform the dynamics within a team or organization. Can you provide some examples of how embracing empathy in the workplace can lead to better outcomes?
Certainly. So let's consider a scenario where a team member makes a mistake that impacts a project deadline. The knee-jerk reaction might be frustration or anger towards that individual. However, approaching the situation with empathy would involve considering factors such as workload, resources, and any personal challenges a team member may be facing. By empathizing with their situation, we can have a constructive conversation about what went wrong and how to prevent similar issues in the future, rather than assigning blame or causing unnecessary stress.
That's a great illustration of how empathy can foster a more supportive and understanding environment. But what about situations where conflict arises between colleagues? How can empathy help navigate those challenges?
Well, conflict is inevitable in any workplace, but how we handle it makes all the difference. When conflicts arise, empathy allows us to see beyond our own perspectives and understand where the other person is coming from. It's about actively listening to their concerns, acknowledging their feelings, and finding common ground for resolution. By approaching conflicts with empathy, we can turn them into opportunities for growth and strengthen relationships, rather than allowing them to escalate and divide teams.
It's evident that empathy is a powerful tool for fostering collaboration and resolving conflicts. How can individuals cultivate a mindset of empathy in their professional lives?
Well, cultivating empathy requires intention and practice. One way is to actively seek out opportunities to understand the perspectives of others. This can involve having open and honest conversations, actively listening without judgment, and putting yourself in the shoes of your colleagues. In addition, practicing self-awareness is vital as it allows us to recognize our own biases and reactions, enabling us to respond more empathetically in challenging situations.
So, what are some other benefits of being slow to anger in a person's animal health or veterinary career?
Well, we just discussed benefits for a person at their current job. There are also benefits for a person who is trying to grow their animal health or veterinary career in other ways, such as finding great new opportunities in the job market.
Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. So employers are looking for individuals who can navigate stressful situations calmly and effectively because these individuals display emotional intelligence, patience, and resilience.
And those are all traits that are desired by employers, correct?
Yes, that's 100% correct. Emotional intelligence, which we touched upon briefly earlier, is the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions as well as the emotions of others. It encompasses a range of skills, including self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, and social skills. Within the professional realm, emotional intelligence is important because it influences how we interact with colleagues, handle conflicts, and navigate challenging situations. Individuals with high emotional intelligence are better equipped to communicate effectively, building strong relationships and lead teams successfully.
Absolutely. Emotional intelligence plays a pivotal role in fostering a positive work environment and achieving career success. Now, let's hone in on the virtue of patience. Why do you believe patience is a valuable trait, especially within the context of one's animal health or veterinary career?
Well, patience is indeed a virtue, particularly in today's world where instant gratification is often prioritized. In the context of one's animal health or veterinary career, patience is essential for several reasons. First, it allows individuals to persevere through setbacks and challenges without becoming easily discouraged. Every career journey is bound to have its ups and downs, and those who possess patience are better equipped to weather the storms and keep moving forward. In addition, patience fosters a mindset of continuous growth and development. Rather than seeking immediate results, patient individuals understand that success often requires time, effort, and perseverance.
That's an excellent point. It's crucial to understand that success doesn't happen overnight, and that patience is key to enduring the inevitable hurdles all along the way. Now, let's shift our focus to resilience. How does resilience tie into the broader theme of emotional intelligence, and why is it significant within a professional context?
Well, resilience is closely intertwined with emotional intelligence, particularly in terms of self-regulation and coping mechanisms. Resilient individuals have the ability to bounce back from adversity, setbacks, or failures stronger than before. They don't let challenges derail them or undermine their confidence. Instead, they view obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning. From a professional standpoint, resilience is valuable because it enables individuals to adapt to change, navigate uncertainty, and thrive in dynamic environments. In today's job market, Being resilient is a sought-after trait that sets individuals apart and propels them towards success.
Absolutely. Resilience empowers individuals to embrace change and turns setbacks into stepping stones for growth. Now, let's delve deeper into the connection between patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence. How do these traits complement each other? And what role do they play in demonstrating maturity in the workplace?
Well, patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence are interconnected facets of maturity in the workplace. When individuals display patience, they demonstrate the ability to control their impulses and maintain composure in challenging situations. Once again, this ties into self-regulation, a key component of emotional intelligence. In addition, patience enables individuals to approach problems with a clear and rational mindset rather than reacting impulsively out of frustration or anger. Resilience, on the other hand, allows individuals to bounce back from setbacks without allowing adversity to erode their confidence or morale. This resilience is built upon a foundation of emotional intelligence, as these people are better equipped to manage stress, persevere through difficulties, and maintain a positive outlook. In essence, patience and resilience are manifestations of emotional intelligence and maturity in action, showcasing an individual's ability to navigate the complexities of the professional world.
Now, it's clear that patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence are integral components of maturity in the workplace. Now, let's discuss some practical strategies for cultivating these traits. What steps can individuals take to develop patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence in their animal health or veterinary career?
Developing these traits is an ongoing journey that requires self-awareness, reflection, and practice. First, individuals can enhance their emotional intelligence by engaging in activities such as mindfulness, meditation, journaling, and seeking feedback from peers or mentors. And we talked about mindfulness earlier in this podcast episode. These practices can help individuals become more attuned to their emotions, improve their self-regulation skills, and enhance their ability to empathize with others. Second, cultivating patience and resilience involves reframing setbacks as opportunities for growth, setting realistic goals, and celebrating progress along the way. By adopting a growth mindset and embracing challenges as learning experiences, individuals can strengthen their resilience and perseverance. In addition, maintaining a healthy work-life balance or work-life integration, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support from colleagues or professional networks can bolster a person's resilience in the face of adversity.
And those are excellent strategies for fostering personal and professional growth. It's essential to recognize that developing patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence is a continuous process that requires dedication and self-reflection. Now, as we wrap up our discussion, what final thoughts or advice would you like to share with our listeners about being slow to anger in their animal health or veterinary career?
Well, my final piece of advice to our listeners is to embrace patience and resilience as extremely valuable assets on their career journey. In a world that often values speed and instant results, it's critical to remember that success takes time, effort, and perseverance. By cultivating patience, resilience, and emotional intelligence, individuals can not only navigate the ups and downs of their careers with confidence, but they can also inspire those around them with their maturity and professionalism. Remember, setbacks are not roadblocks, but rather detours on the path to success. Stay patient, stay resilient, and continue to grow and thrive in your animal health or veterinary career.
All right, Stacy, we are out of time for today, but thank you so much for joining us and for all of this great information.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an employer in the animal health industry or in a veterinary practice and you need to hire team members, be sure to reach out to Stacy at the Vet Recruiter today. Her team would love to help you hire top talent for your most critical hiring needs. Okay, everyone, be sure to listen in again next week for our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider. Have a great week, everyone, and remember to build bridges, not burn them, over the next week.